This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The food company Beyond Meat reports results later today. The pandemic has been kind of a mixed bag for plant-based meat. People are eating out less, but cooking more at home. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab takes a look at how the industry's doing.
At the beginning of the pandemic, the biggest competition facing meatless meat was meat. Joshua Shore is with Mintel.
When consumers started to stock up, they actually gravitated towards more familiar items.
That's because the company's biggest market isn't vegetarians, but meat eaters, or what Shore calls flexitarians, people who eat less meat for health or environmental reasons. But home cooks got tired of eating the same thing. Then, in April, there was the meat shortage when grocers limited purchases and prices went up. Arun Sudaram is with CFRA Research.
This was really an opportunity for plant-based meat companies like Beyond Meat to really go out and grab some new customers.
Still, things aren't rosy at restaurants, which make up half of Beyond Meat's sales. And Sudaram isn't sure grocery sales will keep growing if the recession continues.
Obviously, because people are going to be trying out less things if their wallets are pinched.
Beyond Beef can run about $9 a pound. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.